I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news for Friday, February 7th, 2014 on KJAN.com. Our weather forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies today and a high near 15. There is a wind chill advisory in effect until 9 a.m. In the news this hour, a Pottawatomie County man has reached a plea deal with prosecutors that could result in him being sentenced to 25 years in prison for the death of his wife. The Omaha World-Herald reports 55-year-old Darwin Cox of Council Bluffs pled guilty Thursday in district court to charges of voluntary manslaughter, intimidation with a dangerous weapon with intent, and going armed with intent. His case had been set to go to trial on February 18th. Darwin Cox was initially charged with first-degree murder following an investigation into the October 15, 2013 shooting of his wife, Melissa, as the woman ran out of their home at 3441 Avenue B. The shooting occurred after an argument that began the night before. Authorities said Darwin Cox fired a handgun from inside the home through a window, striking his wife. He attempted suicide shortly thereafter, shooting himself in the head and spending time in the hospital before being transferred to the Pottawatomie County Jail. The first two charges against him each carry a 10-year maximum sentence. The third charge carries a 5-year sentence. The intimidation charge includes a weapons enhancement that requires Cox to serve at least 5 years of the sentence. The prison sentences will be served consecutively as part of the plea deal. As part of the plea agreement, Darwin Cox was ordered to pay $150,000 in restitution to the family. An accident Thursday morning northeast of Villisca in Montgomery County resulted in minor injuries. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a 2004 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 42-year-old Nicole King of Villisca was traveling west on 210th Street at around 10 a.m. when a smaller eastbound gold-colored Chevrolet crossed the center line of the road about one-quarter mile east of Vine Avenue. The other driver's actions caused King to swerve to the right and onto the shoulder in order to avoid a collision. Officials say the snow and icy conditions, though, caused her truck to slide up the ditch embankment and roll over before coming to rest on its passenger side. Authorities say the other vehicle continued eastbound and its driver may not have been aware of the accident. The Villisca Fire and Rescue Department responded to the scene, but King refused treatment. The damage to her vehicle was estimated at $8,000. In an update to our story yesterday morning, a house fire south of Manila early Thursday morning caused damage to an attic, but there were no injuries. The Manila Fire Department was called to 1635 2400th Street at around 3:45 a.m. Corey Gaskell, Fire Department Captain, said the smoke was coming from the attic inside the attached garage.
And then we found the attic access was out in the garage, and once we opened the door from the house to the garage was fully full of smoke. Then we notified the rest of the guys that were still coming, and as soon as they got there, we got up in the attic and realized we had some embers and flames over by the wood stove, so we made access from the roof, which was kind of dangerous because of the ice and frost that was on the roof, made it really hard to get up there and cut a hole.
He said the roof joists were what was burning, and the damage was isolated to one area.
It was a well-executed fire. Everybody did really well. We basically kept it to the wood stove area. When we were inside, after we put the fire out, the wall was ripped out all the way around the wood stove just to make sure there was no hot spots that we missed. But otherwise, that was about all the damage we really had in there.
Gaskell said the fridge and temperatures made things difficult for the firefighters.
Our nozzles were froze shut. We had some air packs that we were having issues with. They were not working correctly because they were froze. So we had a lot of tanks changing out and a lot of air packs being flipped around.
Fire departments from Defiance and Irwin were called to assist in battling the blaze. They were on the scene for about 2 hours while the Manila Fire Department was there until about 6:30 a.m. on Thursday. Gaskell said the family was staying with a neighbor. A wood-burning stove, he says, was the likely cause of the fire, but it had not been confirmed as of yesterday, and a dollar amount of the damage was not given. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Velma Fell, age 89, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Velma Fell will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Helen Margaret Smith, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday. The family of Helen Smith would like to invite her friends for lunch at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold beginning at 11 a.m. today. That'll be followed by the funeral service at 1 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ruth Wright, age 93, of Mission, Kansas, and formerly of the Messina area, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ruth Wright will be held today at 11:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Joshua Allen Fritz, age 31, of Oakland, died Saturday in a car accident. Funeral services for Joshua Fritz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Jim Hensley, age 64, of Messina, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Jim Hensley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Elaine Reinke, age 90, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Elaine Reinke will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bruno Behrens, age 102, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bruno Behrens will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Lewis Allen, age 85, of Walnut, died January 30th in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Allen will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Grace Hansen, age 91, of resident of the Caring Acres in Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Grace Hansen will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Fern Smith, age 99, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Fern Smith will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of the news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.